Welcome to the Grunt Free Press podcast for the 133rd time. I'm still your host, Absolute Deicide. They haven't fired me yet. I'm the best they've got, and they know it. Gruntfreepress.com is the website, which I've heard is actually at the end of the blockchain. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address. So somebody please write in and explain to me exactly what the blockchain is. Otherwise, I'm just going to assume it's a racial slur for retarded Asians. Yeah, I'd actually like to start the show on a positive note for once. Nothing too gay or anything like that. Just like a listening recommendation. We are an audio show, believe it or not. Despite what some of you might want. But yeah, I mean, I've been kind of like paring down what I've been listening to when I'm at work. Again, I fucking 40 hours a week, you know what I mean? 40 plus hours a week, actually, you know what I mean? I'm fucking just listening to fucking podcasts and shit at work. And just, so, yeah, I mean, you think, you know, all that time every week, I wouldn't be fucking too picky about what I listen to. And I'm not, obviously, I'm not fucking picky about my podcast, but I mean, it sucks. I don't listen to this shit, but, yeah, and I've been bitching about the quality of fucking quality of content on a lot of them. You know what I mean? Gaming podcasts in particular, you know what I mean? I've been finding many of them to be fucking unlistenable, like lately and before, you know, even fucking like years ago. I'm like, oh, cool. This seems cool. Cool. Whatever, show about games to listen to, and then it's fucking, maybe I'm getting old, maybe it's fucking from doing, again, my own show for so long, and it's not a fucking difficult thing to do, you know, doing a fucking video game podcast, and if you play fucking games all week long, which I hope that you do, you know, if you have a fucking video game podcast, I hope you're playing, like, something throughout the week that you can fucking talk about. It's very rare is a fucking day that goes by that I don't fucking play a game for whatever, like an hour or so, you know what I mean, at least, so, let alone a fucking week. I mean, that'd be pretty, I don't know, that'd be catastrophic in my world, I think. So I was just like, yeah, whatever, you know, I played games and whatever, talk about that for an hour, you know what I mean, it's not like you're writing a new fucking Shakespeare play or fucking something, you know what I mean? So yeah, I mean, I've been listening to fucking less and less of those of gaming podcasts. Besides some like the old school fucking like retro guys, I mean, just in general, I mean, they fucking they don't give a fuck about like current games, so the shows are usually just like fucking like, hey, you know, basically fucking, hey, this is what I played, fucking, you know what I mean, the retro older games, but they play, you know what I mean, I play a lot of them, I fucking whatever, bought new ones, fucking this and that, and you know, shit like that, all pretty much all gaming related for the most part. If you listen to fucking the retro shows, you know, a lot of them are just fucking like this, talk about this one game for fucking the week, you know what I mean, like fucking talk about that for an hour or whatever. Is focused on one fucking game. You know, and half, you know, it's usually fucking like, you know, it's not half, it isn't fucking ads. It's just in general, the fucking, the retro shows, you know what I mean? It's not fucking half the show's ads and shit, and, you know, and they're usually older gentlemen, so it's not, yeah, it's not fucking irreverent garbage about, you know, whatever, what's in the news or whatever, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, or like, oh, how their day went and blah, 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 and shit like that. And, they're not fucking also a lot to do with it. You know, it's not all fucking whatever, San Francisco based or whatever, you know what I mean? It's not just fucking, them like bragging about, you know what I mean, the people they met or like what they, it's just, yeah, you know, again, it's not current shit, it's just basically focused on games. Yeah, I mean, the premise of this show is I was kind of going for like an old school radio vibe, which is why I play music, and I'm kind of the douchebag who fucking blabbers on for way too long between the songs, and you just wish I would shut the fuck up. Because that's what I grew up listening to, just shittier music and more talented hosts. You know what I mean? I just fucking listen to radio, driving or at work or whatever. And yeah, I mean, and nobody talked about games exclusively on there. There wasn't like a fucking gaming station or like, it's gaming hour or shit like that. So, or usually anyway, because so it's supposed to go. I have a few things to say about Blade Runner. So this isn't fucking exclusively about games either. Not to sound hypocritical, but again, we're a nerd culture show. But yeah, I mean, after years of listening to fucking podcasts, and I don't know, just, I'm listening to them it's just like, it's cool that you can have just focused shows and shit. But I was like, I kind of miss a little bit. And at the time, like back then, I'm like, this sucks. Like, fucking like commercials and blah, blah, like shit like that. And, again, I wish if it was like a music show, just be fucking music, or if it's, I'm listening to this for like the host, it was just like the host or whatever. But then it's like fucking like, I kind of miss that like variety type, old time radio shit, but, minus the ads, of course, but, so yeah, then like you listen to a lot of these fucking podcasts. It's just usually a fucking group of a fucking jack offs in a room. They're all just, they're just buddying it up. Like, we're just friends and we're just talking for an hour. We're just goofing around. And, we're a group of comedians talking about comedy, which is probably the most boring and least funny thing to hear about. You're hearing a group of comedians talk about fucking comedy and fucking shit like that, and like interviewing each other. And, but yeah, and anyway, on a positive note that I was going for before I go too deep into that, listen to fucking Anthony Cumia is what I'm trying to say. He does like 2 hours a day, 4 days a week on, he does the AA show, which, it's on his network, but you can just download it on wherever you listen in the podcast. You can download that in podcast form. And yeah, the AA show is fucking him and Artie Lang. I generally like fucking Artie Lang, but he kind of falls into that fucking comedian category, you know what I mean? Where he's doing like a lot of like bits and shit, and he just, he has a tendency to like do, like repeat the same bits like over and over again, and like a lot of them just weren't that funny to begin with, you know what I mean? And then fucking like, I'll just keep bringing it up, and like, isn't it funny now? I've done it like 12 times or like whatever. It's like, I don't know. You know what I mean? It's comedian comedy type thing. But, he's all right. He's kind of hit or miss, but I think like literally anything that fucking Anthony Cumia is on is fucking gold. You hear me shit on a lot of people here that fucking they're probably like, you're talking shit, and you saw, obviously, you know what I mean? Like, they're technically better at this than I am. You know what I mean? They can speak and not stutter and no ums and likes and shit like that. But, I know it's hard to believe, but I mean, there are a few people out there who can speak better than me, but, it's just fucking like, yeah, all right. Yeah. You can do that. But, I don't like what you're doing. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't like your show. Like it's a show sucks, but, but whatever it is, I mean, I don't even know what skill you'd call that, fucking radio skill or hosting skill, talking. I suck at that, but yeah, Cumia, like as soon as he's fucking on, it's like, dude, this is just like good old school fucking radio. You know what I mean? Part of that's because I grew up, near Boston when Opie and Anthony were on, I'm sure. So yeah, kind of like a nostalgic bias. You know what I mean? It's like his voice and shit. I'm just fucking like, that brings me back. And this is fucking like old again, this old school fucking Boston radio, whatever, old school Boston and New York, East Coast fucking radio. I've listened to Opie and Anthony when I was driving home from jobs and shit. And, But yeah, baby, yeah, like all his new shows, like, you know, he'll just fucking, like, talk and talk for hours, which, again, generally fucking annoys me about, you know what I mean, just fucking, like, I'll listen to somebody talk, it's gotta be something I'm interested in, but he'll just talk, like, random shit, but yeah, just, like, whatever, like, he'll be talking about shit, like, you don't care about, but just, like, he'll make it interesting, you know what I mean? Like, you know, he'll be on fucking, you know, he'll do host like InfoWars every now and then. I'll do like an hour over there and just fucking, he'll be ranting about politics and making fun of fucking Alex Jones to his face. And it's just like, you know, that's fucking like great. That's like, that's amazing. Yeah, he's on the Chip Chipperson podcast, which is, you know, just really super broad, like offensive fucking comedy. And that show is fucking hilarious. Yeah, then, you know, you'll get a few episodes of that, of fucking, like, the Chip Chipperson fucking show, where it's fucking, like, ah, you know, that was funny, but it's not, like, you know what I mean, it wasn't, like, I wasn't bowled over fucking belly laughing for fucking half the show, you know what I mean, it's fucking, like, ah, it's just, like, and those ones that are, like, ah, it's good, but not, like, classic great, like, those are usually the ones that fucking Kumi is not on, you know what I mean? So, I don't know, it's just, like, whatever it is, like, he adds, like, the fucking, like an X factor that just, like, consistently fucking, like, kills, like, it's always just fucking always great, you know what I mean? Even on his own show, it's not like he's fucking, he doesn't, like, take over everything and fucking doesn't let anybody else speak, and he just, like, instinctively knows when to cut in, just, like, add something to make a fucking, like, you know, just, again, just make it entertaining, just make it great, fucking, like, makes it interesting to fucking listen to you, like, no, like, whatever it is. With that, I mean, again, maybe it's just, like, social skills in general, which I have none, you know what I mean? I don't know, but, he's a gamer, too, which I think is just funny, you know what I mean? You just, like, keep that in the back of your head when he's fucking, like, doing his shit, because, you know, he'll be talking to, like, these, young millennial fucking hipster kids on there, like, you know, like fucking young fucking like gamers, like in their 20s, like in their 20s and shit, or you know, again, like they'll be like comedians or whatever, and they'll just like try to, they'll slip in there to, again, just try to like, I don't know, appeal to the younger, you know, the younger crowd or whatever, and they'll be like, oh yeah, I love games, you know what I mean, oh yeah, what do you like, oh, you know, I played The Last of Us, and that game fucking blew my mind, and then fucking, you know, the game's like fucking whatever, 4 years old, not long, I don't know, 6 years old at this point, whatever the fuck, you know what I mean, and then fucking Kumi will be like fucking, oh yeah, you know, I played fucking Battlefield 1 for 9 straight hours last night on my, you know, dual 1080 Ti's, and, you know, it's like fucking, I was playing a medic, and he's just like really going on, I was getting good at that, and I was getting good at like sniping with the rifle, like oh, snipe snipers, and blah, 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 and it's like, oh, you know, have you played fucking any mods for GTA 5, and you go, it's just, I went into the fucking, the INI files, and it's just like, you know, the dude's fucking like legit, like hardcore into games, and, as again, I don't think he keeps up with fucking like every like new release that comes out or anything like that, but it's just fucking like, you know, old school like marathon and fucking gaming sessions and shit. It's just, yeah, it's just like, you know, fucking people at that level of, you know what I mean? It's like fucking, again, you just get like the average, like, oh, you know, I'm a fucking showbiz person, and it's like, oh, I'm just too busy to like do anything. And he's just like, nah, whatever. I do my show for a couple hours, like, dude, then I fucking go out and like get drunk or whatever, then I just go home and fucking play games for like, you know, 8 hours straight, you know. So yeah, it's just like, yeah, it's if he made a fucking gaming show, you know, it's just like, dude, I think like, dude, if he made like a straight fucking gaming show, which obviously wouldn't be straight gaming, it'd be centered on gaming and then fucking rants and shit, obviously, but it'd just be like, yeah, just be better than fucking 95% of the fucking bullshit out there now. So I'm just saying, yeah, my appeal, public appeal, to please, Anthony Kumi, and make a fucking video gaming fucking show. Kumia, more like Kumia, am I right? Speaking of off topic, not about games, Blade Runner 2049, I think that's what it's called. I think that's the number on the end, 2049, Robotron 2084. So yeah, I think that's the, speaking of professional broadcasting, I think that's the name of the movie that I watched. The new Blade Runner is what I'm going for. So yeah, I mean, I saw the trailers for that. I thought they looked kind of gay, but then after it came out, I only heard good things about it. So I watched it fucking last week. It's good, you know, it's a good movie. It's just, I don't think it's a classic like the original or anything like that, but yeah, you know, it's worth watching. But yeah, I was just hearing people saying, reading reviews, and people like, oh no, this movie's actually, it's actually better than the first movie. Like, didn't think that was possible. Like, you might not think it's possible, but they did it. It's just fucking, it's just better than it. Like, every way you can think of. And then fucking, yeah, I watched it and just like, no, it's definitely not. I mean, it's a fucking sequel, last sequel. It's like, you know, the new movie would make, like, absolutely no fucking sense without seeing the first one, you know what I mean? Watching the first one first, like, everything just kind of, like, hinges on, like, everything that the first one set up. All the major plot points kind of rest on knowing, like, the characters from the first one, and just, that's fucking what keeps it down from being great, you know what I mean? Like, if it was an original story that didn't, like, lean so heavily on the first movie, it just kind of, like, stood on its own, but God, it's a great movie. I watched it, I'm like, yeah, it was good, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, this, you know, that world that they established in Blade Runner, like, it's, you know, absolutely fucking iconic, fucking, yeah, it's just the cyberpunk look that everything fucking cyberpunk draws from. Since then, you know what I mean, whatever, you know what I mean, like, fucking any, like, visual, oh, this is what cyberpunk looked like, is it's fucking, like, oh, it's, like, Blade Runner, like, looking, you know what I mean, just the look of it alone. It's like, yeah, I was, like, fucking, like, Lord of the Rings, fucking, like, that's, like, the template for, like, fantasy, or, like, Star Wars, and for sci-fi, Aliens, for fucking Space Marines, and shit like that, And on top of that, on top of just like the look of the look in the world and shit, it's just fucking, you know, this massive dystopian world with fucking, you know, renegade androids that are colonizing other worlds, and you know, the story there. I mean, they just told us like this one small scale personal story about fucking the Blade Runner Deckard or whatever, Harrison Ford. So that was like the scope of the movie, was just fucking like, hey, here's this one story in this world, like, this is it, like, fucking, this is all the movie's about. And then, like, it ended, and it's like, all right, we're gonna make like a sequel to that, you know, or whatever, another Blade Runner. Like, there's just like infinite possibility. Like, you can go in so many different ways with it, you know, and it's just like tell like a completely different fucking story, you know. It was drawn, yeah, so, you know, the first one was drawn on, like the film noir fucking genre, which is all about, you know, just, like, the genre itself is just kind of, just all kind of, like, standalone, just, small stories and fucking, like, you know, or if they're tied together, just, you know, look at, like, Sin City, you know what I mean? The comics in the movie or whatever, Sin City is just fucking, like, they just kind of, like, loosely tie them together, and it's fucking, like, oh, no, this isn't, like, the same world and shit, but there's so many different stories we can tell with it, you know? So if they just, like, look at that, but it's like Blade Runner, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, you can do whatever you want and do something fucking original. So the new one there, Blade Runner 2049, it starts off that way. Like, it looks like, oh, they're going to tell like this separate story. It's like, yeah, it's all about like another Blade Runner, but it's fucking like decades afterwards, and, you know, dealing with how things like updated, like, you know what I mean? Like, how many years after the first one? 50 years or whatever. So, you know, you're seeing that, you're dealing with the fucking, everything's updated and fucking, what happened since then. You know, he's trying to solve a mystery about fucking replicants reproducing. And so it's like, all right, it's like, whatever, man. Again, it's like different, you know what I mean? It just seems like it's a completely different thing. So I'm like, all right, so I'm interested there. And they established that he's a replicant, like, the Blade Runner is, like, right off the bat, so it's like, all right, cool, so they're not going to do, like, that same story, like, the first Blade Runner, like, the end of it was just kind of, like, ambiguous of, like, fucking, like, oh, you know, is Harrison Ford a fucking replicant or not, you know what I mean? Like, that was, like, the big debatable thing after that movie, which, I mean, after that, they had, like, the director's cut and shit after that, which kind of was pointed at, like, yeah, he is, like, you know what I mean? But it still didn't, like, straight up tell you, and then, like, this one's, like, fucking within, like, I don't know, 10 minutes or so, they're like, no, he is a fucking robot. He is a fucking replicant. So, which again confirmed, kind of confirmed the first movie, which again, that's cool. Like fucking like, all right, well, we answered that like right off the bat, like that fucking, that question that was there for what that come up like the '80s or whatever. So like, you know, 30-year question, like fucking like, all right, well, we answered the question for the first one. We fucking established that in this one. And it's like, all right, cool. We're going to move on and do something new from there. And again, it's like a cool setup, like fucking like, oh, what if like, two of these fucking robots, like what if the fucking robots can like reproduce, like, you know what I mean? Like themselves and shit. So, and I like the look of it too. It's like, you know, they still have some of like the cramped, like crowded neon LA streets from the original one. But they update it where the new Blade Runner is he's just kind of like following clues and shit. He's getting out of the city and there's just like these giant like fucking bright open spaces and shit, and just, you know, farms and some radioactive wastelands and shit like that. And yeah, I mean the scale of it's great. I mean there's a couple scenes where someone's like firing these fucking missiles from like a satellite, and you just like see like a it really gives you that sense of like civilization where, you know, it's fucking like in that world and that fucking like timeline or whatever, like, you know, we've already like colonized like all, you know, different fucking planets and shit, and you know, people have moved off, so, you know, there's a lot of fucking like empty space on Earth, and there's fucking, but then we have all this high technology and shit, and, you know, the fucking, you know, the elites, like real rich fucking corporations are fucking using to fucking like, monitor people, I guess. So, you know, it's just like the juxtaposition between like, oh, you know, the ruling fucking class or whatever, and they're all up in their fucking like sterile like ivory fucking like towers and shit, and they're surrounded by like androids, then it's, you know, and then you get down into just like trash people, like, you know, selling like fucking like junk and like, you know, the prostitution, you know, prostitutes and shit. And yeah, it's not like new or original or anything like that, but just the visual aspect of it's fucking like great, like how they show that's fucking really impressive. But then you get to the third act, and Harrison Ford shows up, and, you know, and I like fucking Harrison Ford, but young Harrison Ford is, you know, great. You know, he's obviously in a lot of fucking classic fucking movies, you know what I mean? He was great back then. But yeah, I mean, yeah, they do what everybody else does with fucking Harrison Ford now. He's just fucking the old guy is reprising that same role from back then. He's kind of trying to pass the torch off to like some young kid who's like replacing him. And the same shit they did with fucking Indiana Jones, which worked out great, if you remember that. Remember the Crystal Skull? And Star Wars 2. And now with fucking Blade Runner, you know what I mean? It's fucking the same shit. It is handled better in Blade Runner, because the plot fucking all revolves around fucking his character. You know, it's like, again, like the third act is fucking like, oh, like that's like the climax of the movie or whatever. It's fucking like, oh, you go and find fucking Harrison Ford, find Deckard, but he's fucking like, you know, he's an old man. He doesn't give a shit. He's fucking. The actor Harrison Ford, like doesn't give a shit. He's just not like a good old man actor. You know what I mean? He's just fucking just like, yeah, he's just an old man. Like, you know, he's not good. It's not like, again, going back to like, the third Indiana Jones there, fucking, The Last Crusade. It's not like fucking like Sean Connery was good when he was fucking older and shit. It's fucking like, oh, it's good to see that. And they're kind of like trying to recapture that type of thing in all these fucking movies where they do it, but it's just, Harrison Ford's not that. He's just not a good fucking old man actor. So yeah, I mean, like the new Blade Runner there, Ryan Gosling, who I'm not a big fan of him. Like I thought Driver was pretty fucking gay, but like he was doing great. Like I'm like, dude, I really like his character. I was getting really fucking into it, really attached to him. And then, like, oh, here comes fucking Harrison Ford. He's doing the fucking grumpy old man thing. He's, you know, just giving like a couple smirks here and there. And it's just, I was just like, dude, it just seemed like fucking cheesy fucking fan service that was completely fucking unnecessary, you know? Yeah, and you know, because they're trying to they're tying everything back to like the first movie, and you know, you get the flashbacks of the original movie, and fucking like, oh look, we found this voice recording of fucking of Deckard doing an interview, and that's fucking ripped like straight out of fucking the first Blade Runner and shit, and like, oh look, here's his wife, and we made a replica, you know, made a replicant of her, and you know, here's the girl from the first one, and fucking here she is, and it's fucking, you know, she's got like the exact same hair and clothes on and shit that she was wearing when we saw her fucking on screen in the first one, because, you know, because of the decades that those two fucking spent together, you know what I mean? Hera, you know, fucking Deckard and whatever the broad's name is, you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, the most, you know, after all that and shit, and, you know, again, years and years together, like, oh, the most important memories that he has of her just happens to be those moments that fucking were in the movie where the, you know, where the audience, saw her, you know what I mean? Just like frame for frame, like those are his fucking, his memories, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, that's just pretty cheesy. Yeah, it's just, you know, I like the plot itself in the movie, spoilers here, I guess, fucking, you know, it's like, Deckard and her, it's like, yeah, you know, they're both fucking replicants, and they're the father and the mother of the first fucking replicant child, you know what I mean? Like, they're the ones fucking reproducing, and, because yeah, I mean, the guy who made them, was it Sebastian or whatever, I think, was his name from the first one, Tyrell, one of those guys. I mean, I haven't watched fucking the first one in a while, but I've seen a fucking shit ton of times, yeah, he kind of, like, you know, played, like, favorites with them as far as, like, the fucking, you know, as far as, like, the replicants go. It's like, oh, he favored them and tried to make, you know, he made them, like, special or whatever, and, kind of, like, set up them meeting and all that, like, the whole thing that was playing out. It's almost like Westworld, like, the whole thing that was playing out in the first one of them meeting and shit was kind of, like, you know, predetermined in their code and shit. It's like, yeah, that shit, again, it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool fucking, like, premise, you know, and it makes sense, you know. It's just like an interesting angle to explore. And again, it comes at a point in these fucking sci-fi stories where, you start to kind of lose sight. You know, it's the whole thing. Like, again, the first one was kind of bringing up like the moral argument of, you know, it's like, oh, you know, what if AI could fucking, like, act independently, you know, and it's just fucking that thing. It was, what if it was, like, actual AI that was doing their own thing, and, you know, at what point do they deserve rights and fucking stop serving us, like, fucking, like, slaves and shit, and it's fucking like, ah, oh, you know, that's something to think about, you know, it's like fucking like, oh, cool, you know, philosophical fucking thinking, but then it gets into like, well, what if they were like really like people, you know, and they had like fucking like real emotions, and they had their own dreams, and they could, you know, they could breed like people, and, you know, everything about them was like a fucking, like a real person. And so at that point, it's like, well, then yeah, I mean, they're more or less people. There's not even like an argument there anymore. Not a whole lot to think about, you know? Yeah, but Blade Runner was based, the movie was based on the book, Philip K. Dick book called, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? Well, yeah, which is, you know, it's the question of like, yeah, what makes us human versus, again, if you had like an AI, like a fucking machine or whatever, you know, like what separates us. And, that was like, again, just in the title, like, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, you know? I was thinking, like, you know, if Blade Runner 2049 was based on a book, they'd just call the book fucking, yes, Androids Dream of Electric Sheep. You know what I mean? It's fucking just, there's just no real fucking, like, question there. You know what I mean? It's fucking, it's like nothing to really think about. So, I mean, that's a problem that comes up a lot in fucking, like, fiction. You know what I mean? They take, like, an original idea, like, you know, original, like, creature or fucking concept or whatever you want to call it, like zombies, you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, you know, it's like, oh, you know, what are zombies? It's like, oh, you know, they're reanimated corpses, and all they want to do is fucking, like, you know, eat your flesh and shit. It's like, well, that's pretty fucked up. And, you know, it's like something that, you know, it's a good fucking, like, monster or whatever, something original. And then they fucking, it's just like, then they try to like evolve that, you know what I mean? Where they're like fucking like, oh, what if they could run and what if they could talk and now what if they could think and who's the real monster now? And it's like, oh, are they so different from you and I? And it's fucking like, well, no, they're not now because you fucked the whole concept up. Like, you know, you just fucking overreach, you know, it's like you took the whatever metaphor was there of like, whatever, like Dawn of the Dead of fucking like, oh, look, they're in the fucking mall and, social commentary, fucking zombies in the mall. Now it's fucking like, oh, but they can think and they can just like, well, now it's just dumb. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, now they're not even like zombies anymore. You just fucking made retarded people. Congratulations. Yeah, as far as like the AI thing goes, it's like fucking, I think like Terminator got it right. Well, the older Terminators anyway, or it's fucking just like, you know, it's like the future is fucking, you know, they have like these big fucking hulking war machines that just like, you know, crush your skull and again just terminate you, like don't give a shit, just fucking, they just murder you without fucking like, you know, any like thinking or emotion or giving a fuck about anything. So, and it's just like, yeah, the real reason, it's like the only reason is like, you know, the Arnold Schwarzenegger fucking Terminators, they're just making themselves look human because that's easier to fucking like fool people, you know what I mean? But it was never really a question of fucking, you know what I mean, like fucking like, oh, is he really a person, is he a person or whatever. I mean, they did like the protective Terminator thing in T2, but that was like fucking, you know, it was just, he was that way because he was programmed that way. It wasn't like he had like feelings or anything like that. So anyway, to fucking get back on track, but Blade Runner 2049, it's kind of like Prometheus, but not as good. So after that rant about video game podcasts not being about video games, there we go, we're like halfway done, we haven't talked about a single video game. So I don't know, yeah, I told you this fucking podcast is garbage.
Those allergies, but I believe in sort of fit. Hey!
Video games, you say? All right, I guess so. How about a game that's set in a post-apocalyptic world where there are different factions with competing philosophies and religions that are at odds with each other, and they're living in spread out settlements, which you have to visit all of them and perform different tasks for the citizens there. And what if I told you it was an RPG where you can recruit NPCs who react to your choices either positively or negatively depending on their individual personality, and they have their own quest chains that play out the longer that you take them along with you, and the more you talk to them and interact with them, and you know, and you can romance and fuck some of them too. Sounds great, right? You know, I think it sounds fucking good, right? So, Elix, yeah, I mean, the premise isn't entirely original. I mean, a comet hits the Earth, and the comet's made up of an alien material called Elix, and once it hits, it starts like terraforming the Earth. Not unlike Defiance, I guess. You know, it's fucking kind of a combination of like Rage and Defiance, I guess, minus the aliens, maybe. That actually, the alien part might come later. I don't know. I'm not spoiling anything there, or not spoiling anything. Is I don't think I made it that far, but they're kind of hinting that might be where it goes. Like that might be the case. That's why, you know, it's just an alien thing. I don't know. The comet hits, destroys the world as we know it. You know, there's destroyed buildings and highways you can see, but you know, it's been a while since that happened, so most of it's just all overgrown and kind of, you know, forgotten type of thing. Like, it's not like a Fallout. It's not like a post-nuclear fucking setting. You know, it's not just all like blown up shit. You know, it's just there's forests and fucking snowy mountain areas and volcanoes, and there's, you know, rain and shit and coming down, and just, you know, plenty of grass, and there's deserts there too. You know, it's just like a bunch of living, like healthy ecosystems that are there. They're just terraformed by the Elix, you know, and just mutated from that. You know, giant trees and plant life, and you know, there's fucking robots and sci-fi shit going on there too. But that's all the really different shit that's going on. It's just because of the way the different factions use the Elix, like the way that they deal with it. So it gets weird and it gets really deep with the lore there. And as usual, I'm not going to pretend that I entirely understand all of it and what's going on there. But I'll try my best to explain it, so just bear with me here. So the game starts out, you're in like a high-tech jet thing, which looks like, to go back to what I was saying before, like the drop ships from Aliens, like every other fucking, like every other thing like that looks like since Aliens. That thing gets shot down, and you're, you're a commander in a faction called the Elixiders, which are essentially like the Borg from fucking Star Trek. I mean, they're, emotionless, fucking almost machine-like, dudes who, they serve the collective. They take fucking the Elix like a drug, which, I mean, they're like kind of addicted to it, but it does like fucking like kind of like mind melds them together or whatever. Like they're all just kind of like the same type of thing. They try to get the Elix, again, the Elix, I guess, just like a mineral or whatever the fuck you want to call it, just fucking, it's like these blue rocks, so they harvest it in any way they can, including, they process people, and they have, like, these big fucking converters there, because I guess everybody living in that world is, like, some, is at least, like, a trace of it, you know what I mean? It's in fucking... Oh, it's like the spice from Dune. It's a really fucking nerdy sci-fi show. I just realized, like the spice from Dune, where it's fucking like, oh, there's traces of it everywhere. It's in the soil. It's in the air. Like I guess I'm assuming whether how it goes. So you get your ship shot down by another group of Elixiders that are they're betraying you for some reason, which again I'm not entirely clear on just yet why they did that. So that's one of the main points of the game. You gotta try to get revenge on the guys who fucking shot you down and betrayed you and shit. So, yeah, I mean, you're still alive after you crash, or you jump off of a cliff, and they kind of, like, leave you for dead, or you fucking, like, whatever, you jump in a river and you float off. I forget exactly what happens, but that was, like, fucking, like, 30, 40 hours ago that happened in-game. So, yeah, I mean, you're trying to get revenge on those guys. So, you wake up, and, you know, all your weapons, your armor are fucking gone, and, yeah, the elix there, the drugs, fucking, like, it's leaving your system, so you're becoming, like, somewhat human rather than fucking an alb. That's your race. You're an alb, I guess, is what they call them. The Alexiders are albs. So, again, it gets confusing with all the fucking the factions and the fucking the history and fucking religions and all that. So, again, just fucking bear with me here. So, so you don't have any control over who you are in the game. It's not like you're starting off like a blank slate, or there's no fucking... there's no, like, character creator or anything like that. You're just your Commander Jax. I think that's the guy's name is... Yeah, he's kind of like the most like generic fucking player character you could come up with in a character creator. though honestly, you know, if I was gonna make somebody, like if I could make my own character, it wouldn't be too far off from this. It's fucking, it's like, hey, a bald white guy, he's got a fucking giant scar across his face and a really deep gruff voice, and he's a fucking white male. So yeah, I mean, no wonder the fucking the critics hated the game, is that you're forced to play as a, you know, white male. And it's also, the game's honestly fucking brutally fucking hard, so that's another strike against it. If you're a faggot and you don't like, you know, you can't deal with fucking hard games. And by brutally hard, I mean it's difficult to try to get across. It's like, how much the game, like, wants you to be underpowered for most of it. I mean, you know, most RPGs you play, you start off, and it's like, hey, an easy area here is fucking enemies that you can deal with and kill them, like, a couple hits or whatever. And, you know, it's just kind of like, if you want to spend some time there and, you know, level up and grind and shit until that area starts getting easy, then you move on to another one that's slightly more difficult, and it's like, oh, you have some better gear, and now you can deal with a little bit, you know, a little bit harder fucking enemies and the same shit. It's like, oh, you can hang around this area for a while, then move on and fucking, like, so you can keep it, like, even, and, you know, usually pretty easy. I mean, RPGs in general are just fucking not very difficult, really, if you fucking, you know what I mean, if you... It's just, again, it's like that balance of how much time you... It's like time equals reward type of thing. Like, fucking, like, oh, the more time you spend here, the easier it's going to be type of thing. So, but yeah, I mean, this is fucking like an old school European RPG. More specifically, it's a fucking Piranha Bytes game, which, I mean, they've always kind of been, like, notoriously difficult and kind of, like, janky and shit. So yeah, it's not, you know, it's not fucking like Dark Souls hard, where you have to, it's like, oh, you have to learn a few things and spend some time leveling up, and it's kind of the same with Dark Souls. It's fucking like, oh, if you just level up a bunch, it's not going to be that hard. Like, it's not going to be like one hit kills or anything like that. You just have to fucking level up the right way or whatever. And, you know, plus, like, you know, again, like Dark Souls, where the combat and shit kind of clicks and it gets easier once you get the fucking frames down and all that, and like how to, what certain items do and all that. But no, that's not fucking Elix isn't like that. Like, every little thing you do is fucking nerve-wracking. You know, every piece of gold that you spend, you have to, like, really, like, think about, like, what you're doing. Like, fucking, do I really want to spend this fucking, this one gold piece? It's gonna fucking, or whatever the currency is, it's really gonna fucking, you know, it's hard to come by, and pretty much almost anybody that you interact with is asking you for fucking money and shit. So, it's like, yeah, you know, you could, it's like, it gives you the option of, like, oh, give me money, or, you know, it's like, oh, do you want to talk your way out of it? But, if you want to go that route, then it's kind of like, oh, you're going to be investing in both fucking attribute points. It's like, oh, you know, just, you get to level up your intelligence first, and then that means you're not going to be putting those points into fucking strength or dexterity, which means, again, it's just you got to make the fucking those fights that are hard. You know, it's like the fucking the combat's very hard, and you got to fucking get murdered. But it's gonna go from like hard to like almost impossible. You know what I mean? And you're gonna have to fucking then you're gonna have to spend fucking skill points too on fucking building up your charisma, or your fucking whatever persuasion skills, whatever they call it in this one. And you're going to have to find a trainer, too, and the trainer's going to want a fucking lot of money. You have to pay the trainer to fucking train you in the skill, too. So it's fucking, you're still going to be spending fucking money, like, no matter what you do. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, there's fucking layers upon layers and fucking systems upon systems for anything that you're trying to do. Like, any way you want to improve your character, it's... none of it's easy. Like, the game's not fucking going to make it easy for any of this shit. Like, again, it's just fucking... layers and layers of like I want to do this. Well, first you have to do this, and it's gonna cost you like fucking like a lot to fucking do it. Like more than you. It's not just fucking. I'm just gonna put a point in here, and now I'm good. Like it's gonna cost you either way. Yeah, it's not like fucking. Not like most games where you know they throw throw you a bunch of loot and XP and. It doesn't make you feel good about, you know, it's like, oh, I'm going to level up every fucking half hour and my guy's just going to get more and more powerful type of deal. And, even when you do level up, you know, it doesn't mean a hell of a lot unless you have to still find or afford better fucking gear, which, again, there's not a lot of, it's very, very rare to find like anything as far as gear goes. And, even if you do, when you can meet the requirements to use it, it's just like, now I'm like marginally fucking less sucky, you know? If you have the right stats to even fucking equip the gear that you find, you won't. That's the way it goes. It's fucking just like, I found something it's a much better fucking sword or whatever. But, you know, it's like fucking, it's going to take me like, to level up like 10 times before that's probably going to be like fucking hours, you know? And then it's, you have to, I'll put it this way. After playing for like a dozen hours or so, like all I had for armor was like, I just had like a hood and fucking like boots. Like that was it. Like just like, you know, a cloth hood and like leather boots and like that's it. And then like my starting, like whatever, you know. And yeah, I was using like a shitty, like rusty axe for a weapon. And like that was it. And fucking like, you know, the starting enemies, like, there's giant fucking like chickens and shit and like rats. And like, dude, those were still fucking, still a problem. Like they could still fuck me up like real easily. So, yeah, I mean, at first I was thinking like, am I just playing the game like shittily, like as usual, as is usually the case. Even like, you know, I'm just like hoarding everything like a motherfucker, just, you know, be it a vacuum, picking up every plant that I came across and fucking like stealing and selling like every fucking broom, fucking mug and like piece of scrap that's not nailed down, and just fucking like doing everything I can just to fucking like build up money and like get experience. And it's like, I'm still poor. It's like, dude, I'm still poor and my guy still fucking sucks, you know? Still getting fucking wrecked and fucking in fights and not on like my real life. So, but, you have to get into that mindset of fucking like, all right, you have to start playing like ultra fucking conservatively. Like, it's like you almost like have to like really fucking like penny pinch, you know what I mean? Like, again, it's fucking just like, I'm not gonna fucking just spend money like whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I have to like really have to like sell everything that I come across, and like that's not really an option to not do that. It's like, no, you gotta pick up every fucking plant and shit, and just the game's not even gonna really reward you for it. It's just something you're just trying to fucking survive pretty much to get through like the early game. Yeah, there's no like weight or space limit to what you can carry either. So it's fucking like that's not an issue of like fucking like, oh, I gotta balance out like whatever, you know, maxed out my weight or fucking like whatever. Now I'm fucking rolling slow. Like none of that. It's just like old school of just fucking. You end up with these giant lists of shit that you have, you know, like two. It's like, you know, you have like two dozen different kinds of plants and fucking food and ore and scrap and shit and. And then like from there, it's like, yeah, you just have to decide, like, you know, you always need, like, you always need money, you know, it's like, you're gonna need money, like, fucking a lot of it, and just, but then it's like, oh, all that shit can possibly be more useful later on, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, if I hold on to this ore, like, it might be able to fucking, like, craft something later on or whatever, but again, it's going to take a while to even get there to fucking like see like what you can do, but you know, it's fucking you know, all the other shit that's fucking like, I can make like potions and amulets and shit from whatever, like the fucking the plants and all that, but but you're not even going to fucking make it that far. If you know, it's like, dude, it's like, I'm not going to make it to that point unless I fucking like sacrifice something like right here and now. You know what I mean? It's just fucking like tough decisions all around. But then on the other hand of that, it's just fucking kind of like, there is so many like tough decisions that you're making that you're just like fucking like, yeah, whatever, dude. Like, I'm like, I only have like this one other weapon right now. Like fucking is, but it's going to be like, hours and hours before I can fucking use it, so whatever, here, give me gold for that. I just need a fucking can of beans right now, you know what I mean, to fucking like fill up my health a little bit, so whatever, like, you know. It starts early again, it's still like really like fucking like gut-wrenching to be like fucking like, I gotta get rid of this fucking whatever that's gonna help me like fucking 50 whatever, you know, 50 hours later, but right now I just need some kind of like short-term relief type of thing. So yeah, the way the game's set up is, you know, it's an open world game, and like an extremely fucking open world game, like to the point where you don't really know like what the fuck like the main path is type of deal. Like it kind of like nudges you in certain directions at the beginning. Like you know, after you crash, you have you don't have any fucking weapons or armor or anything. So again, you're just like completely like not even like weak or whatever, like not even like fucking, doesn't even feel like you're low level, so you're almost like completely fucking helpless at the beginning. Then you meet up with a dude who fucking like helps you out, who's like, yeah, I'll follow me to a town. So it's like, I don't like, you barely have a choice. Again, it's just fucking like everything's gonna fucking kill me unless I fucking follow this guy. So you go to a town with him, and the town's like very like medieval fantasy Viking or whatever, with the faction that's there is the Berserkers. And then like, all right, so you're in this town, you spend like hours and hours in that one place there, and they're, yeah, you know, they're giving you quests, and they're fucking, you know, you're learning about the different you know, different tribes and politics like within that one fucking like city or whatever, and you're doing whatever you can to fucking like, you know, again, scrape by, just to gain like some experience and fucking like money and shit, and just but again, everybody's asking you for fucking money, or to fucking, it's like, oh, you know, give me money, or, you know, talk your way out of it, which you can't, he's not fucking leveled up, or he can fight me, and then, like, you fight him, and it's fucking like, well, it's gonna, yeah, so you're gonna kick my ass, or if I can scrape by, I'm just gonna use, like, a ton of resources, like, even, like, getting by this fight and shit, so, again, it's like, oh, I could talk my way out of it, but I'm gonna fucking, it's just like, I don't have like the stats or the skills to do that, and then plus I need gold to pay the trainer and shit. So again, it's just fucking just like, man, I'm just like really, really rough start of just fucking like, this game is fucking like brutal on fucking like every level pretty much. So yeah, I mean, you're spending so much time in that town that you start forgetting all about like the futuristic like sci-fi shit that's in the game. So you know, you're wrapped up in these plots about like fucking like, oh, you know, the fucking medieval people, you know, medieval fucking warriors, the fucking, they want to dismantle technology, and they're all about planting trees that will, I guess they'll terraform the earth back to nature type of thing, and fucking whatever. So they're just like, oh, you know, they're just like, oh, these guys are kind of cool. Like, they look cool anyway. The Berserkers, like, look cool. They're fucking, like, leather and chain armor and swords and, like, maces and that type of thing. It's like, oh, it's fucking, you know, again, kind of like standard fantasy, but it's fucking like, oh, this would be cool to go out and the rest of the fucking, the world there that's fucking all like sci-fi and just kind of do it like a medieval type thing. Like that'd be pretty awesome. And yeah, you have the option to join them. And if you do, you get like access to like faction specific armor and weapons and skills and shit. And it's like, you know, again, early on, it's so rough. It's like, man, that'd be like really helpful to do that. So I get like some, again, better armor or weapons or whatever. So, and then I get a quest. It's like, hey, retrieve some technology from like one of the converters there, like the Elix converters that are whatever fucking, I guess they, again, the fucking Elixir is fucking like throw people into or whatever the fuck they do. So So you go there, there's some fucking, like, Alps there. Like, again, the Alexners, like, the faction that you were originally with, like, they're there, and they have fucking, like, you know, high-tech fucking metal, like cybernetic armor, and they have fucking, like, laser rifles and shit, and they just fucking, like pew-pew, they just fucking, like, one shot, and you just drop dead, you know what I mean? So it's just like, oh, okay. So, yeah, it was like, you know, you can die, like, so fucking quick in the game. I just kept, like, reloading, like, it's like, yeah, it's not even, like, not even, like, an issue of, like, oh, if I do this and that, like, if, you know, if I'm really careful, I can fight these guys at my level and fucking, like, live. It's like, no, I'm just trying to, like, run past them and get the shit that I needed, and then for that one mission, and just, like, get out of there type of deal, and, yeah, you have to do that a lot, you know what I mean? I'm just fucking, like, I'm just completely fucked, like, I can't fight these people, I just have to fucking, like, run away. It was, again, almost like Dark Souls in it, of just fucking, like, run past the enemies and just fucking grab what you need and, like, run out. It probably took me, like, a dozen times just for that one fucking mission. Like, I just kept getting fucking, like, shot in the back. Like, I'm like, fuck this, like, running away, fucking, like, a mile away, and just fucking pew, fucking laser in the back, a guy just fucking, like, crumples and fucking falls on the ground, and, like, game over and shit. Then eventually you get past them, and there are these fucking giant, like, mechs and, like, drones and shit, and just, like, dude, so, I was rethinking, like, do I really want to join this fucking, those berserker dudes, because it's, you know, in a world of fucking cybernetic fucking soldiers and fucking, again, lasers and shit, and just fucking, I'm gonna be, like, wearing, like, leather armor and, like, using, like, axes and swords. It's like, yeah, maybe that doesn't seem like the best, like, long-term plan, you know what I mean? Like, I guess, like, the advantage of joining the Berserkers is, like, they're a tree that they unlock, like, each faction is, like, a specific, like, skill tree that is locked to them, and theirs is, like, magic, which, I'm sure, you know, again, I'm sure if you join them or whatever, like, after a while, it'd be, like, fucking, like, it'd balance all that shit out, you know, where you could, you know, do a lot of damage and, like, whatever, but, in these types of games, like, yeah, I'll pick fucking, like, magic users, like, if I want to make it, like, more difficult for myself, you know, if it's, like, just something else you have to manage and fucking mana bars and, like, whatever the fuck, all your spells and all that. Yeah, with this, again, just from the early game being so fucking, like, hard, I'm like, yeah, I don't even want to fucking, like, risk doing that here, like, you know, I'm struggling as it is, it's fucking, you know, it's like the magic tree probably does get fucking, like, overpowered when you're 60 hours in or whatever, it's fucking, like, but, again, here I am, fucking early game, I'm pretty much role-playing as a fucking mug salesman and fucking, like, I'm eating roots to fucking, like, survive and shit, you know, plus the berserkers are kind of dicks too. Again, at first it seems like they're, you know, when you first meet them, it's like, oh, this is like a standard fantasy, like fucking like game. They're like Game of Thrones, like badasses or whatever. And then like then the more you talk to them, it's like, yeah, they're kind of like hippie faggots and shit. They fucking get all mad if you fucking like use technology, and it's like, oh, you know, we have to protect the trees and the forest and. You know, they have all these strict laws that they're following, or they say that they're following these fucking, like, strict rules, and, but then everybody in the faction's kind of, like, stabbing each other in the back and trying to gain more power for themselves, and it's like, yeah, these are pretty fucking unlikable fucking people, you know what I mean? They're all kind of shitheads, and, then one mission is you meeting up with somebody from another faction, the Outlaws. And that guy looked like he was fucking straight out of fucking, like, Mad Max or, like, Fallout or whatever. It's like, oh, he's wearing, like, combat armor. He's fucking, like, a shotgun and shit. And I'm like, oh, you know, that's more my fucking speed. He's saying, like, he's talking. He's saying, like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, aren't these fucking berserker guys? Like, aren't they kind of, like, hippie faggots? And I was just like, yeah, they are. Like, this is pretty much, I was thinking, like, the same thing, you know what I mean? So I'm like, yeah, these outlaw guys seem all right. Yeah, the dialogue in the game too is really really well written. There is a lot of like exposition, and it's kind of it's kind of like the standard BioWare formula where it's fucking it's like all right, you know, talking, you know, find a companion or whatever that fights alongside of you. Then again, they have their own little side quests you can do for them, and then fucking improves your relationship. Then you know you can fuck them eventually, like that type of thing. And you know, then there's like plenty of just like you know, just talk to an NPC and just plenty of like tropes, and they'll send you on fetch quests, and so, as you know, you could argue and fucking like deconstruct it that it's fucking just like and say like, oh, it almost plays like a single player MMO. It's just fucking like you're just going, there's no other people, it's just single player. But I've heard that same fucking thing said about like the Elder Scrolls games too. So it's not really a fucking complaint. I don't think if it's done like well and the world is fucking and the RPG systems there are good. And in Elix, they are, like, the system, again, the systems are fucking great, and the world's fucking pretty interesting anyway, you know what I mean? It's fucking pretty, yeah, maybe not unique, but it's fucking the fact that it just took, like, a bunch of different things and kind of, like, combined them into this one fucking cohesive world or whatever. It's pretty fucking cool. I'm enjoying it, but, so yeah, I mean, what is a valid complaint, though, is the combat. In theory, and if I hate to say it, and you know this is coming, I already fucking dropped this one there, but it's kind of like Dark Souls in theory, the combat, where you know you get a light attack on the right bumper, you get a heavy attack on the right trigger, and then it's fucking you can block and parry with the left trigger, and you know you have like a roll you do with like B, I think, and that gives you like invincibility frames, but you have like a stamina bar that drains when you do that. The whole nine yards, the whole fucking, like, pretty much Dark Souls combat system. You know, you can equip, like, four quick items, and you have, like, a swap key or whatever. Like, you know, you hit, like, the left bumper, I think, and that fucking switches to, like, another, like, four. So you have, like, two sets of four fucking quick items on the D-pad, and you're fucking, you know, slamming health potions and shit. And, so that sounds good, right? Like, it sounds pretty good. It's fucking, Dark Souls, whatever, man. It's fucking good standard, I guess, at this point. But, the AI fucking sucks. Both the enemy and the fucking companion AI is fucking really broken and just, like, simple, you know? Like the enemies only do, like, one or two attacks. They do, like, over and over again, but... But then they'll glitch the fuck out all the time. If you have somebody fighting with you, which you will for almost the entire game, they'll again with the companions with you. Because again, it's brutally hard, and you need all the help you can get. It's kind of funny too. If you read my review for Risen 2, which I fucking wrote like years ago, you know, it's fucking very similar to that. So yeah, they're saying like fucking like, you know, half the game you have to get used to fucking hiding behind your companion, like your NPC companion, just fucking letting him do like fucking like everything, because you're fucking. He's got to be fucking way more powerful than you are. You know what I mean? For fucking like half the game. And yeah, it's same shit here. You know. Because like not only are they doing more damage than you are, but. You want them to be fighting with you, because you want the enemies to be, like, constantly, like, switching focus between, like, you and your companion. So, I think how it's supposed to work is, you know, you'll get a few hits in from the back, then fucking, you know, the enemy turns to you, and you fucking start, like, blocking and shit, and, like, rolling, and then your companion can kind of, like, come up from behind them and fucking start attacking until it gets pissed and turns back to him, and it's kind of, you know, and they draw aggro, as fucking MMO queers say. And, you know, you're supposed to just kind of go, like, back and forth like that, I guess. And but what actually happens is the enemy AI usually just, like, freaks out when it gets frozen. It's trying to target, like, back and forth between the two of you, and which would be an advantage, you'd think, but, your companion, like, doesn't know what to do either, you know what I mean? So he's kind of, like, doing that dance, too, where he's just, like, freaking, like, fucking, like, target or back off, and yeah, he's swinging his sword, like, a mile away and missing, and if you try to move in, like, you don't really know what the fuck is gonna happen, like, what the fucking the enemy's doing. He's just kind of, like, sitting there, like, tweaking out and shit, and he's getting, like, stuck on, like, geometry and shit, where it's like, you're in a wall or whatever, where it's like, I can't really hit him, he can't hit me, but it's fucking just, like, get a back off, wait for him to, like, come out of there, and so, yeah, it's janky as fuck, is what I'm trying to say. And, yeah, again, every fight for the first fucking, like, oh, I don't know, let's say, like, 30 hours of the game, like, every fucking fight you can undo can be fucking deadly, so, even if you go up against something that's, a way higher level than you, and you're just like, you know, it's like, all right, well, I'm just gonna like sit here, fuck it, you know, I'll fight it, you know, fucking go like fight it for like 5-10 minutes straight and fucking be like really careful, like getting good at like rolling, like getting the attacks down, and just you know, your companion fucking just keeps getting like knocked the fuck out all the time, and it's like, all right, but if I just like keep going again, use all my potions and shit, and just like really just like sit here and like learn these attack patterns, and again, it's just, even if you know the attack patterns and shit, it gets fucking like so janky that it's just fucking like sometimes you just fucking like, oh, it just feels like random of just fucking like, oh, the thing just decided to fucking tweak out and hit me like 5 times and shit and fucking like murder me. So, but if you stick it out and shit, and you kill it, like you don't get much for shit. You don't get like shit for killing it. Like you don't get. You'll get maybe like 50 or 100 experience points for like some really like high level monsters, like, you know, just, but if you just complete a quest, like that'll give you like 500 or 1,000, you know what I mean? So it's just like, no, you're just not getting shit for fucking loot either, you know? It's like fucking like you kill, it's like, all right, I'll kill some dude as like fucking like heavy armor and fucking like, you know, plasma rifles and like, cool, you know what I mean? I'll fucking like just murder him and like take his shit, but you can't, you know what I mean? You don't get that loot afterwards. Like, you pretty much just get like a little bit of currency and like that's about it, you know? So yeah, it took me 30 fucking hours before I even had like the stats to equip like any kind of shield, you know? And yeah, I don't even know how to fucking describe how absurd that is. Like, yeah, I was stuck with fucking, like, I'm using an axe and a long sword. So it's just these fucking, shitty one-handed melee weapons, which they're fucking barely doing any damage, and if you try blocking with them, you don't have a shield. It's a one-handed thing, and it's kind of like holding up like a one-handed weapon. You're still taking damage, you know, it's a little bit less. So yeah, like, yeah, no shield, fucking garbage armor, and then again, 30 hours in, it's like, all right, cool, I can fucking finally use a fucking shield. It just completely changes the game. So, you know, he's like, oh, I can finally fucking like do like the old like sword and board type thing, or it's fucking, because the shield like negates like all damage completely as long as you have the fucking, it takes away stamina instead of health. So it's like, oh, as long as I have like the stamina to fucking block this, I'll block like all the fucking damage type of thing. So just like that, like suddenly it's fucking like, oh, cool. Now I'm not fucking completely useless in combat, which is again, it's fucking very like cool and fucking rewarding. 30 hours in to be like, all right, now I feel like, you know what I mean? I feel like an accomplishment of fucking like, holy shit, I can fucking like actually fucking like do shit now, actually fight now. Yeah, you have like that much of a different, you know, that much of a build up when you're fucking made of glass, and you're fucking running from everything, and then fucking like, yeah, it's really fucking cathartic to be able to fight back. And again, but it's fucking 30 hours in before you can basically like fucking like start learning how to fucking how the combat system works. You know what I mean? It's like fucking like, oh, now I'm not useless, and well, now I have to figure out how this works. You know what I mean? Like, now I have to fucking completely like relearn like everything I fought, whereas just running and shit and rolling. it's still not easy. It's still fucking like janky and. But it just like it snowballs from that point of fucking like suddenly like now it's like, all right, well, now I can fucking start earning XP from like fighting and shit, and I can sell like, you know, you kill like whatever, like all the monsters, it gives you like trophies and like bones and shit, and fucking like it's like, well, now if I really need money, I can sell that shit and just right around there too. It's fucking, it's like, all right, well, now I get my stats up enough to start using like a, you know, badass fucking like lightning sword or whatever that does like major damage and it fucking like fucks people up. So now it's kind of like dominoes falling, you know? So you could fucking criticize, Elix for being like unnecessarily like cruel at the start, you know what I mean? But just fucking like, man, it's, you know, it's fucking, those systems there, this fucking, like, seems, like, so restrictive, and it makes you fucking feel like you're making, like, bad decisions of fucking, it's like, oh, man, this is really hard, this game's, like, incredibly, you know, hard, it feels like you can't do anything, but then, like, but you start, like, little by little, you're building up, like, your stats, and it's fucking, again, unless you're just, like, marginally fucking improving for, again, like, 20, 30 hours, or it's fucking, it just doesn't feel like I'm doing this right, and then, like, it just, like, hit, like, that point where it's fucking, all that shit just pays off of like, all right, well, now I can do this, and it's fucking like, all right, cool, now I'm fucking, again, not like you know, like ridiculously overpowered, but it's fucking like, oh, now I'm fucking just like pretty badass. Like it feels good to go out and start like murder and shit. So, but yeah, I mean, before you even get to that point, just you're wandering town to town, you're meeting these factions, and yeah, it turns out they're all pretty douchey in their own way. You know, I go to the fucking the outlaw hideout, and yeah, that's straight up like Fallout. Like, you know, they're out in a desert, they're fucking harvesting scrap metal and junk, and they're all dirty fucking anarchist fucking drug addicts, and they're fucking each other over too. And yeah, I was still like considering, like, all right, all these guys are also fucking dickheads, but you know, maybe I'll fucking go with them. Just, you know, they're shitheads, they're killing each other, but I'm just like fucking, you know, even if I like rise, you know, if I go here and I fucking join them and rise through their ranks and like presumably end up like as their king or their ruler or whatever the fuck of their shitty little junk town, like it's like, yeah, everybody important that you meet like ends up dead. You know what I mean? Like after you do the quest, there it's fucking like this guy wants you to kill that guy, and you're fucking over this guy, and like bringing this guy up to the desert and fucking like murdering him and fucking, you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, that's a thing, but it's fucking like still they have like good armor and weapons and shit, and it's like I'll take that, you know, I'll take that, I'll sacrifice that for fucking, you know, combat armor and a fucking shotgun and shit. But but the thing with them is their skill tree that they unlock, like their like unique trait or whatever, is they can use like chems that give you like, you know, armor and fucking attack buffs and like resistances to like whatever, like different elements and shit. So, but it's like, all right, so now I'm gonna have like all these, like the whole point of joining them and like their skill tree is like, all right, so now I'm gonna have like all these fucking chems that I'm mixing up and making and fucking carrying around and fussing with them and fucking, you know, going to the inventory and managing that shit. And yeah, when you use those in a fight too, it's like, oh yeah, you can use like an attack buff, but you use that, it's gonna give you like half the XP you'd usually get, and it's fucking just like, I don't know, dude. So I don't know. I'm just like, yeah, I'll fuck those guys too. Like fuck the outlaws too. As I just don't like the skill tree, and they're kind of douchebags. So yeah, the game's pretty realistic in the depiction of all these different fucking groups that have like opposing ideologies that all fucking sound good when you first hear them. And then it turns out they're all basically the same. They all suck shit too. So yeah, I'm still fucking factionless in the game and in real life. You know, I just fucking hate everybody. So yeah, we'll continue our tale next week, where we'll be introduced to the clerics and the separatist factions. And spoiler alert, they're all shitty too. they're shitty people in their own ways too. So but I mean, yeah, I mean, I really do like fucking Elix overall. I mean, I've been playing again for the most part, fucking like, you know, 30 hours pretty much in a fucking week. That's pretty much all I've been playing. This is very hard to put down, because, you know, you're spinning all those plates, like all those systems and shit, and you're just like stumbling into entire cities in the middle of nowhere, and as you're wandering around, I'm fucking like, all right, well, go this town to this town, and like, oh no, there's like a whole nother like hidden town or whatever to somewhere else, and that's its own fucking thing. And just you know, unlocking the fucking quest chains that you just want to get to the end of them and see what you get and fucking what happens and shit. So a very cool game. I like it a lot. Shitty combat, but pretty much everything else fucking excellent. The fucking writing, the fucking world and all that shit. Excellent. So you can watch that over at the old watering hole, gruntfreepress.com, where there's a mixer player embedded there. And yeah, I've had multiple people on there on fucking Mixer saying like fucking, oh, you know, there's a problem with the stream, and they're just seeing like a static green screen, I guess. And but all those people have been watching on watching the stream on Xbox, and it's like I'm like sitting there watching it with my other PC on, and fucking like, oh, it looks fine for me. And you know, people watching from a phone are like saying like, oh no, it's working fine. So yeah, I think it's something to do with the Xbox app, I guess. Like, I don't know like what it is exactly. Is it because I'm streaming in fucking like ultra wide or what, or who knows? But yeah, I mean, it's fucking fine on my end. So you know, because watching from any other device works. So beyond that, I don't know what else to tell you. Other than, you know, email Xbox and demand that they fix it, or you can email me at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. But again, I can't really do anything about it. Maybe I'll send you the transcripts from the stream, which I don't use a mic when I stream, so that'll be pretty easy. It won't be that difficult. So, yeah, stay off the Elix, kids.
Life sucks, and then you die.